morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah Dunkerson.
Thanks, Juke, and I have a special belated wish for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Juke, from everyone at Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You were celebrating all week, so I had to do that. And how often do you get to sing on a radio show? I think it's a first for me.
That's right.
Well, good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast.
I do have a call
here. Oh, we do? Okay.
Good morning. Did you want to be on our guest list here this morning?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I missed the news. Where is the pile up on 31 at?
I don't know. I'd have to check with Gary. I didn't hear it either.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. The holidays are a time for giving. This morning, my guest is Cindy McPherson, Volunteer Services Coordinator at the hospital, and she's going to tell you about projects sponsored by the Hospital Service League that are unique Christmas gifts. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Sarah.
And nice to have you on. I have you on usually every year about this time.
Yeah.
During the Christmas season, the Zeeland Community Hospital Service League sponsors a Loving Lights project. What's the purpose of the Loving Lights?
The purpose is to raise funds for special projects that the Service League has chosen to help the hospital out with.
And when did the tradition begin?
It actually began in 1987.
And through the years, lots of money has been collected, hasn't it?
It sure has. Over $175,000 has been collected.
And that money all goes back to various hospital projects. Throughout the years, what are some of the things the money has paid for?
We've done rehab equipment, smart monitors for the cardiopulmonary area, testing equipment for labs, pediatric cribs. List just goes on and on.
You know, during the holidays, people have many opportunities to contribute financially to very worthwhile projects.
Mm-hmm.
What's unique about Loving Lights?
Well, this one, the campaign, it offers you to be able to honor or to recognize a special person or a group of people, anybody that has maybe touched your life throughout the years.
And how do people do that?
They can fill out a form, and they can either stop by our hospital. We have them in our main lobby. You can go online, or you can call me if you want.
And how is the person recognized if you decide to give in memory or in recognition of someone?
We have a book out front that their name goes in, and then we also send a letter to that person or to their family, and then there is a thank you note that is sent to the person who is donating that amount.
You know, I've been in, you know, Juke, I've been employed at the hospital for how many years? Nearly 25 years.
Well, I can remember.
As long as you are, yeah, we can remember. That's exactly right. And, you know, I've known about the Loving Lights projects, but last year Loving Lights became very special to me because I know I've shared this before. My mother-in-law died on Christmas Day at the hospital. And, you know, the Loving Lights project was just a really unique way for us to say thank you to those who had given such wonderful care, and also just a unique way to remember her. And she was a volunteer at the hospital, and you know, I'll be giving a gift again this year in recognition of both my father-in-law and mother-in-law who are no longer with us. So, you know, it just really is a neat way, and I know those names are acknowledged in our hospital newsletter, and I've been involved in writing those names or typing them up, and it's just really a very special way to recognize those people, isn't it?
It is. It is. We also have our trees out in front of the entrance, the main entrance, that for every $1,000 that we raise, we turn a tree on. So if you're coming to the hospital, you'll notice that some of our trees are lit out front and some of them aren't, and that's the reason. We need to raise $1,000, and every time we do, we will light one of those trees.
So how do you decide what the project is going to go for?
We actually get a list from the vice presidents of our hospital. They have a list of things that they would like to for us to purchase
for
them.
So it's like a wish list.
It is. It is. A wish list. Exactly. And the Service League Advisory Committee then will pick out the things that mean something to them.
And what is this year's project?
We actually have two things this year.
Okay.
We, for our family birth center, we are hoping to raise enough money to buy a billimeter.
Okay, so a billimeter for those people who... Yeah, Juke's looking at us like, what's a billimeter? What if you had to guess what a billimeter is, Juke, what would you say it is?
I would say it was something to add up my bills.
In the family birth center, the answer is wrong, Juke.
Right, okay. Right. No, it's actually, it provides a way to measure bilirubin levels on newborns. And it's gentle and pain-free. So that's a positive for those little babies that are being born.
Okay, and when we're talking about that, it's often, you know, when a child is yellow, correct?
Right.
When their liver isn't functioning to the level that it should be. So it's a way
correct.
Of testing in an easier, more gentle way.
Yes.
So that's one project.
Definitely. And then the other one that we have is a mock code crash cart.
Okay.
So, do you want to guess what that is?
Okay. What do you think of mock juke here?
I don't know. I have no idea there.
Actually, it's going to provide the staff with hands-on training for our cardiac and respiratory departments. So, anybody who may be going into cardiac or respiratory arrest. This will help the staff learn what they need to do beforehand.
Well, and I think, you know, what that is the hospital does drills throughout the year.
Yes.
In the event of, you know, an emergent situation, you know, you go through those drills and it's that you have all of that at the fingertips
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, in the event that that does occur, people know how to respond. So
correct.
Really two very good, worthwhile projects. How much yes. do you hope to raise?
Well, we hope to raise over $8,000. Some more, the better. So that would be the amount for this year.
Okay, so people can get more information about the project by going on our website.
Yes.
Or they can call the hospital, correct?
Yeah, they can call me direct if you want. And that number is 616-772-7581. Or like you said, we can call the hospital direct, too.
And how long is the campaign going to go on?
It's going to go until February 8th this year.
You know, as volunteer service coordinator, you're involved with the Service League and mm-hmm. you're, you know, in the Loving Lights project. Another project that you are involved in is what we would call the meal delivery program. And that's another unique gift that people could give to someone, you know, over the holidays. Talk about the program. What is it?
We deliver noon meals to residents that are living within the Zeeland city limits. And we have volunteers that go out and they will deliver those meals to the residents. Now they may be recovering from surgery or some type of illness. They could be just homebound, very hard for them to get out. Or maybe they're just older and they're not eating correctly or they don't like to do meals, that type of a thing. So for any reason.
So what time does the meal arrive?
Anywhere from 11:45 until 1 p.m., depending on where you are on the route.
And what types of food do people receive?
Okay, I brought our menu.
Juke, you might be getting a little hungry
yes,
here.
I
probably should have brought some in as a test. Maybe we'll have to do that some other time.
We have anything from a lime chicken breast. That has like a Mexican rice or a vegetable blend with it.
And I can say I've had that at the hospital
yes.
before, and it's very delicious.
It is. We have a roasted vegetable lasagna that sounds very good with wax beans and tossed salad, beef stew, Salisbury steak, a lemon pepper salmon, turkey burger, which is my favorite at the hospital. Roast beef, Swedish meatballs, and then we do have a pasta dish that we serve.
What about portion size?
Oh, I have heard there's usually more food here, so that you're getting good portions. A lot of people have made actually two meals out of it. So.
And what is the cost for the meal?
The cost is $4.50.
So really, that's a really good deal to get a hot meal delivered to your house.
Definitely.
Do people have to sign up for, you know, like a contract? Do you have to sign up for like a month or 2 months? Or, I mean, can you just do it for a week or two? How does it all work?
You can sign up for whatever you would like. We deliver Monday through Friday. So it could be one day a week or it could be 5 days a week. And we have two menus that rotate. So maybe 1 week you don't like the fish, but you like everything else. You can pick and choose what you would like to do.
And how can people get more information about this program?
Same thing. They can give me a call. And again, that number is 616-772-7581.
Well, and, you know, it would be a unique gift to give an older parent. You know, you maybe mm-hmm. you don't know what to give something, you know, that type right. of gift. You're also involved with a hospital gift shop, and I often say that this is just a gem where a lot of people don't know about it. And right now it's all decked out for the holidays. Tell us about some of the gifts that are available if people are looking for last-minute gifts to give.
Okay. Well, we have quite a few. We always have our koozie nuts for those hard to buy for people. Everybody seems to like nuts, so we do offer that. We have they're silicone lids that you put on. Say you're microwaving something or you're baking, you can actually put that on, or even serving something. The cute little lids on the tops that we have.
I've already bought one of those.
They're great gifts, too. We have another great gift idea. It's called Lottie Dotties.
Okay. Okay, Duke. Oh, I was going to ask you what Lottie Dotties are. Okay. Well, Lottie Dotties, what are they?
They're interchangeable jewelry. So you buy a ring, and there's little stones that are interchangeable inside of it. So it could be a necklace, bracelet, earrings, ring, whatever. And you can interchange those little dotties out. So that's a great idea.
Are those some of the hot sellers?
That is. That's mm-hmm. like one of our hot sellers.
The hospital has a program that if you purchase a certain amount, can you be a frequent
buyer?
Shopper? Or?
Yep. Yeah, you sure can. For every $10 that you spend, you get a little star on your card. And then after you fill that up with 10 stars, then you receive 25% off your purchase and the next time you come in.
I know you have. You talked about those being hot sellers. But what are mm-hmm. some other things that are available in the hospital gift
shop? Right now, all of our Christmas tree ornaments are 25% off. All of our lotions, which we carry Farmhouse Fresh, Karen, Michelle Designs, and Crabtree and Evelyn. So they're all 25% off. And then all of our baby first Christmas outfits are 30% off.
Do you have other sales coming up? I mean, do you have like daily sales, or how would people find out about sales?
Well, they can actually sign up with us, and we send out emails weekly letting them know what our specials are. And next week we're actually having our Stonewall food items that will be on special.
And tell us about some of those.
Oh, wonderful. If you've never had the country ketchup, that is awesome.
Ketchup. What's country ketchup? I mean, what's different between regular ketchup and country ketchup?
A lot of these are all natural ingredients, and it's got a little kick to that country ketchup. So it's kind of fun. It's great in meatloaf, on your hamburgers, hot dogs, that type of thing.
Pig in the blankets? So, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. You have also dips and soups, don't you?
Oh, we do. Dips and soups, definitely. And we also carry Wind and Willow, too.
And if you do go in the gift shop, there are Christmas decorations that you can buy.
Yes, we have decorations. We do have some dinnerware. We have all kinds of things for Christmas. So,
and what are the hours of the gift shop?
We open up at 9:00 in the morning, and we close at 6:00. But this week we've been closing a little early to make sure that our volunteers get home and safe before it gets dark. So if you're planning on coming in after 3, call us, please.
Is there a direct line to the gift shop that people should call, or should they call the hospital?
Either way, but we do have a direct line. That's 616-772-7580.
You know, as volunteer services coordinator, you're responsible for the volunteers who, you know, invest a lot of time and energy into the hospital. First of all, how many volunteers are there?
We have about 115 volunteers.
And range from age?
Right now, the age is probably about 18 years to 80, 6 years old. So we do have a wide variety of...
And what do they do?
Of course, they work in our gift shop, at the front desk, deliver our meals. We have them in our clerical area, working in our emergency department. So a lot of places throughout the hospital.
Do you have any particular needs at this time?
We do. We do. I am looking for volunteers to work at our front desk and also in our gift shop. And in our cafeteria.
Any perks for being a volunteer?
Oh, there always is. probably the best one is that you get a free meal the day that you're there volunteering. Also, it's just very rewarding. You're meeting new friends. You're staying busy. And you're also keeping maybe some work skills that are alive and learning new ones, too.
Well, thanks for being here today, Cindy. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.